Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Dalet, in the middle of Halacha Hey, and the Oizbah of the Tzuris Adaf. It's the last line of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph with the words Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, and the article Tzuris Adaf. It's at the top of Laman Omer Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we just went through Brisa detailing the 11 key spices or roots or things that are part of the Ketores, and then a number of other things that were added along as well, even though they're not part of the key 11. So here we have Brisa telling us Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer Hatsari Eni Elisruf Shalatzek Tov. Sari, which is one of the spice of the Ketores, is really just the sap that drips from the Ketaf tree, which is often translated as the balsam tree, and that's what Tzari is. Now discussing other things that we're adding to the Ketores, Chav Zayin Omer Beza on top, Baris Karshino, Lama Hiba, why do we have Baris Karshino, what's the point? Shabash Shafanas Tzipiren, Bnei Sheina, that's used to scrub the Tzipiren, and that's meant to make it nice and shiny and clean, and Yen Kafrisen, Lama Hiba, what's the point of the Yen Kafrisen? Shabash Sharnas Tzipiren, that's meant to soak the Tzipiren, Bnei Sheaza, that causes the Tzipiren to be very pungent and release a very strong smell. Now, Volemir Glamiafin Law, urine would be great for the Ketores. It's just that we don't bring a bad smell into the Azara because it's not b'chavadik, it's not proper. More about the Ketores, when he would crush and grind the Ketores, he would say, crush it well, crush it well, because sound, voice is good for b'samim. If one of the spices was missing, or you put a little bit of honey in, it's possible. More dinim, if he didn't put salt in it, or he didn't put malashon inside, and his chayv misa is chayv misa. Now, even though these two are not part of the key 11 samanim that are part of the Ketores, nonetheless, they're still very important. They have to be added in, and that's what the chiddush of the brisa is, that even though they're not part of the essential ones mentioned in the pasuk, still if they're missing, he's chayv misa. That's misa b'dei shemayim. Now, Rav Zeira, he adds in, va'oivir mishum achnos yiseira, he's also oivir for an extra achnoso. This is referring to Yom Kippur specifically, when the Kohen Gadol does avodah the Ketores inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's only allowed to do that if he has the full Ketores, but if he's missing some of the Ketores, then it's also to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that's another problem that he's going to have if he's missing salt or mal ashan. He's going to be chai for going into the Kodesh Kedoshim for no reason. Now, Tony Bar Kapar teaches in the Braisa, Habatam Shem Yerushalayim Hayu Ayrim, the spice blenders, the Ketores makers of Yerushalayim would say, Ilu Hayu Noisal Soicham Advash, if you put a little bit of honey in, Loi Haya Kala Ilam Kula Yachal Lamed Berecha, no one would be able to stand because of the scent, the aroma, it would be so powerful. And Tony, we have a Braisa, Pitma Chatsayim Ksheira, if he was Mefatim, if he blended the Ketores only half of the amount, he took the 365 money that they're supposed to be done at the beginning of the year and only did half of it, that's kosher. We haven't heard a din regarding if it was done a third or only a quarter of it was done, what the halacha is. Now Rebbe Ami Rebbe says, if he did it in its proportion, it's kosher. In other words, even if he just blended a tiny amount that's perfect just for that day, it's fine and kosher as long as he used the proper proportion. And now we have an understanding, that which we had said right before, that if he blended Ketores only with half of the amount, it's kosher. What does that mean, half of the amount? Chetzi kol salmon salmon, half of every single spice. Because as we just saw from Rebbe, that if he made the amount of Ketores necessary for that day, that's okay. So when he does only half of the amount, it doesn't mean that he only used half of the spices. It means he used every single spice, everything necessary, but he only did half of the amount. And more about this, achas l'shishal m'shim shana, once every 60 or 70 years, he has a bal chatzayim. Actually, in the beginning of the year, they would only make half of the required amount of Ketores. Why is that? Because minashi rayim, there was extras. As we had said in the Mishnah, that the regular amount of Ketores every year that was blended was 365 manah, but then there was another 3 manah that was prepared for Yom Kippur. However, the Kohen Gadol only took out a double scoopful, and that's definitely not 3 manah. It's basically 3 manah minus 2 scoopfuls. It's taking very little out of the 3 manah, so that was extra every single year, and eventually, after 60 or 70 years, that was enough for a half of the Ketores, so they only had to blend the other half. And Adahi, that's understanding of the Mishnah Maseches Shkalim that says, Maisar Ketores Mahayu Oisim, but what would they do with the leftovers of the Ketores? This is what we're talking about. We have the leftovers of Ketores. Now we continue discussing Ketores. Tanuvi Fabriso, Hector Kezais Bachotz Chayev. If he was makter a Kezais of Ketores outside where it's not supposed to be done, he's going to be Chayev for that. The Chiddush is that even though we know that the Lechatchila amount of Ketores to be done is a maneh, as we said in the Mishnah, and that's half in the morning, half in the afternoon, you would think that in order to be Chayev for burning it outside, it would have to be that amount. That's what the Bryce is telling us, that no, even though it's less than that amount, it's just a Kezais, he's still Chayev for that. The Bryce continues, Pachais Mipras Bifnim, that's proper Girsa. If he did less than a pras inside, meaning in the proper place, but he brought less than a pras, potter, he's potter. Now, what does this mean, potter? Rav Zeira says, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Niftru Hatzibur De Chavasan, that the tzibur is potter from their chayv of Ketores, even though Lechatchili should bring a pras, which is half of a mane, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. If he brought even less than that, it's not a problem to get to their chayv. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, that no, Min Madetani Hikter Kezayas Bachotz Chayiv, from the fact that the Reisha this Braisa told us that if he's Makter Kezayas outside, he's Chayiv, well, Minot Shoma, brachas mipras mifnim, pater. You know from there for sure that if he brought less than a pras inside, he's pater, because a kezias is less than a pras, and if a kezias outside is mechayiv him, so a kezias inside, or less than a pras inside, is going to pater them, meaning they're going to be yotzei chiyuv. So it must be the one the brisa says, pachas mipras mifnim, pater. It's saying that even though the requisite amount wasn't brought, he's not chayiv, he's not over for not bringing the proper amount. Now we continue discussing the ketores in regards to that which we said, that the ketores of every day was ground finely, but the ketores of Yom Kippur was ground extra fine. So where do we get this from? The pasuk says daka. This is in regards to the ketores of Yom Kippur. It says that it should be ground finely. So matam lemer, why is it teaching this? It's really not necessarily fishanemer, because the pasuk already says regarding the regular ketores, v'shachakti mimena hadek, you shall crush it or grind it finely. So we already know it should be ground finely. Imkain lo menemer daka. So why by Yom Kippur does it say daka? We know it's daka, and the answer is shetei daka min hadaka. It must be tzongas by Yom Kippur. It has to be extra fine. And Ketzad Waisa, how does he do this? Mafer shloishes mona me'erev Yom Kippurim. 3 mona of ketores are separated. Erev Yom Kippur u'machziru l'machteshes. And it's put back into the crusher, into the grinder. Kedei l'malas v'mena chafnov, in order so that he could fill his chayfen, his double scoopful. It's the 2 hands put together, scooping out. Kedei l'kayim ba daka min adaka, in order to fill his pasuk of extra finely ground ketores. Now moving on to explain the next part of the Mishnah, where we have this machlekes regarding what the kohen gadol used to wash his hands and feet with. According to everybody, on Yom Kippur he used the kitan shel zav, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that kitan shel zav was even used throughout the year. So now the question is, which washing of his hands and feet was done with this kitan shel zav? So Rabbi Yehuda, he says, chutz mikidush harishon, except for the first washing of the hands and feet, the rest were used with this kitan shel zav. The first washing, though, the first kiddush yadayim raglaim, had to be done from the kiyor, and that's because the pasuk says, v'rachtzu aron ubanim imenu, that Aaron and his sons have to wash from it, from the kiyor. So it clearly tells us that he has to do the first washing from the kiyor. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that nova feel mikidush harishon, even the first washing of hands and feet was done from this kitan shel zav, and that's because the pasuk repeats itself and it says yirchatsu, they shall wash, telling us that even if it's not from the kiyor, it's okay. However, says the Gemara, Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yoina, the following is not like Rabbi Yoina. The Gemara Zvachim says, kol kelim shayu mikdash, all the kelim that were in the base of mikdash, hayruuin l'kiddush yadayim raglayim, were fitting for kiddush yadayim raglayim. Clearly, the kiyor didn't have to be used. Says the kasha on Rabbi Yoina. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Chafches amar alfa on top. Pasuk, we could explain what's that talking about. Chutz mikiddush rishayin. That's talking about besides for the first washing of hands and feet, all kelim are used for kiddush yadayim raglayim, but the first one has to be done from the kiyor. Now we have a kasha the other way around. Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yoisa. We have a brayso not like Rabbi Yoisa, because what does it tell us? Hakiyor v'hakan ma'akvin, that the kiyor and its base are ma'akev, and it seems to say that kohanim must wash from the kiyor and its base. If not, it's not valid. That's clearly not like Rabbi Yoisa, who says that even the first washing is allowed to be done from a different kli. The Gemara says it's also not a question. Pasur la mekoyman ma'akev. We could explain it means that its makam is ma'akev, meaning the kiyor and the base have to be in their proper place in order for the avodah to be kosher, but not that the kohen has to be washed from them. So it's not a question either. And on halacha vav, continue to discuss the avodah of the ketores here in regards to the maracha, the pile burning on top of the mizbeach that the coals would be taken from. Here we have a 3-year machlokes. The Mishnah tells us b'chol yom hayu sham arba marachos. Every single day there were 4 marachos, 4 burning piles on top of the mizbeach. V'hayom chamesh. Today there was 5, meaning on Yom Kippur there was 5. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi says b'chol yom shalosh v'hayom arba. Every day there was only 3, and today there's 4. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says b'chol yom shtayim v'hayom shalosh. Every day there was 2, and today there's 3. So all of them agree that on Yom Kippur there was an extra maracha, and coals were taken from there for the special ketores of Yom Kippur. The machlokes is just regarding a regular day, how many marachas were there. So the Gemara asks, Matam de Rameir, what's our mayor's source that there was 4 marachas every single day? And here we have a pasuk that he's going to be explaining. Let's just read the whole pasuk inside. And this whole pasuk is discussing the fire on top of the mizbeach. So Rav Meir says as follows, and the fires on the mizbeach, it shall burn and not be extinguished. This is a maracha. It's a burning pile of kiyume esh. It's meant for maintaining the fire. In other words, if the main fire on the mizbeach is running low and needs a little bit more fuel, so this maracha of kiyume esh, again, it's the maintaining pile, so we take some burning wood from it and put it onto the main pile. That's maracha number 1. The pasuk then continues, ubir alea kayin, and the kayin shall burn on it. What do we learn from here? Zumarechas ichol evarim pedarim. This is the maracha meant for consuming the evarim pedarim, the limbs and the fats. We know the limbs and fats were placed on the main maracha to burn there all night. But in the morning, let's say there's evarim pedarim still there. The kohen comes, he removes those evarim pedarim from the fire, arranges them on the side of the mizbeach, and then does trumas hadashen, takes from the ash. And according to Rav Meir, he has a brand new fire that he builds. That's the maracha of ichol evarim pedarim. And these evarim pedarim that were not burned at night, that now are waiting on the side of the mizbeach, they're put on this brand new pile to continue burning. Rav Meir continues. The pasuk says, v'archaleha oila zumaracha gedayla. This is referring to the large maracha, meaning the main fire that everything is burned on. And then the pasuk pasuk says v'hikter aleh chal v'yashlamim zukatayres. That's a special maracha that the coals are taken from for the katayres of every single day. Now we've already explained the Mishnah. Well, lesser Rabbi Yosi marachas ikol ayvarim. Rabbi Yosi does not hold of this maracha of ikol ayvarim b'darim. He holds that in the morning, all the ayvarim b'darim that weren't burned, that were taken off of the main maracha in order to be able to do trumas hadashen, they're just simply put back on the main maracha. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds that there's only three marachas. And v'lesser Rabbi Yehuda marachas kumei esh. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this maracha of kumei esh that we have to have a fire that helps maintain the main fire. We don't need that one. So therefore, there's only two marachas every day according to Rabbi Yehuda, not three or four. Ask the Gemara, Mamakayim Rabbi Yehuda, Eish Tamid. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of Eish Tamid? The answer is, Eish Amarti L'cha Tehei Tamid. Regarding the fire that I told you that is Tamid, that's referring to the menorah, because the pasuk says, Lahal Lois Ner Tamid, regarding the menorah. So the fire that's used to light the menorah, Loitei Elam Mizbeach Chitzon, that should only come from the outer Mizbeach, and that's what the pasuk of Eish Tamid is talking about. We further explain, Amar Blazer Blazer says, Hey Varva Badarim Shaloinis Achlum Be'erev. These are Varva Badarim that weren't burned from the evening, meaning when the Kohen comes in the morning to do Trumas Hadashen, they're still there. Oisa Oisan Medura, he makes a Medura, he makes a fire, Vesarfim Fnei Atzman, and burns them on their own. That's what we had just said. According to Rav Meir, that there's a Maracha of Ichal Evarim Pidarim, and here's the Chiddush in Rabbi Elazar, V'doichan Alein Es HaShabbos, this is Doicha Shabbos. So Friday night, these Evarim Pidarim weren't burned, and he comes in the morning, and we still have these Evarim there. He builds a brand new fire and lights it on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar-Acha says, B'Shem Rishul Bar-Abba, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah says this. What does the Mishnah say? B'chol Yoyim Hayu Sham Arba Marachas. Every single day there were four Marachas, Mashma, even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, Mashma, you know, what do you learn from this? It's not a Raya. It could be the Mishnah is saying that every single day, besides for Shabbos, there was such a Maracha. So Amrav Mana, Rav Mana says that no. What does the Mishnah tell us? V'Hayoyim Chamesh. Today there's five. What does it mean today? Today Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you're not just stam light a fire. As we see that if it's Daicha Yom Kippur, it must also be Daicha Shabbos. However, Bon Bar Chiya Bal Kumi Rav Zeira, Bon Bar Chiya asked in front of Rav Zeira on this, Davar She'ena Ma'akev Daicha? Something that's not Ma'akev could be Daicha Shabbos? Burning of a Barim Padarim is not Ma'akev if a carbon didn't have these parts burned for whatever reason. So the carbon's still valid, it's still kosher. So such a thing which is not Ma'akev is Daicha Shabbos? How could that be? Amrele, he told him, yeah, it's not a problem because Hare Eide Achaydesh, the Eidim that come to testify that they saw the brand new moon, Hare Eina Ma'akvin, that's not Ma'akev Kiddush Achaydesh. Bezin could be Makadish Lachaydesh. They could declare a new month even if they didn't have Eidim giving testimony. And nonetheless, V'daychen, this Eidos of Kiddush Achaydesh is Daicha Shabbos. Where do we see this? The Tein Taman was taught over there. This is Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shal Mahalach Laila V'yoyim Mechalon Has Shabbos V'yoytzlan Is Achaydesh. That if the Eidim who saw the new moon have a journey of no more than a night and a day, so then they will be Mechal Shabbos and they'll go out for Eidos Achaydesh, because that means that they can leave Friday night, walk throughout the night, and walk throughout Shabbos day, getting to the Beis HaMikdash on time on Shabbos in order to be able to give Eidos. So again, even though it's not Ma'akev, it's still Daicha Shabbos. To be the same exact thing with these Evarim Pedarim, even though burning them is not Ma'akev the carbon, making a new fire to burn them is still Daicha Shabbos. And now discussing really the main topic of the Mishnah, Minayla Marechas Yom Kippurim, how do we know that there should be a brand new Maracha for Yom Kippur? As we had said, according to all the Tanaim in the Mishnah, there's an extra Maracha on Yom Kippur, and that's where the coals are supposed to come from for the special Yom Kippur Ketores. Where do we get this from? So Rav Yirmi says, B'Shem Rav Pedas, the Pasuk tells us, Gachale, coals. Now, Matam Lemer Eish, why does it also have to say the word Eish? It says Gachale Eish, calls them coals of fire. Why this extra word Eish? It must be telling us, Shehi Betela Al Gabe Gechaleha, that it is Batal because of its coals. In other words, the Pasuk's telling us about some sort of fire that only exists because of coals, but the moment we take the coals away, then there's no reason for the fire. Now, it can't be talking about the Ketores that's brought every single day, because when coals are taken for the morning Ketores, we still need the fire there to provide coals for the afternoon Ketores. So it must be referring to the Yom Kippur Ketores, that once we take away the coals, that's Mevatal the fire, dehainu, there is no need for any fire anymore because we already took the coals. And so it must be that we have to have a brand new fire for this to provide the coals for the special Yom Kippur Ketores. Now, we continue discussing this. The Pasuk tells us, Gachale coals. Now, Yachol Amimais, you might think that we're talking about coals that already died down. They're still hot, but they already died down. So, Tamalimar, Eish, the Pasuk says fire. It must be there's some sort of fire here. It can't be that they died down. Now, Eish, if we're just going to focus on the word fire, Yachol Shalheves, you might think that these coals should be flaming, that a flame should become out of them. So, Tamalimar, that no, Gachale Eish, it says coals of fire. And so the question is, on Kate's side, how do we understand this? You need to have fire, but you also have to have coals. If you have burning coals that have real fire coming out of them, they're not coals. But if you have coals that are basically died down, then they're not called Gachale Eish. And the answer is, from these leichashos, from ones that are smoldering, they're still red hot, they don't actually have fire coming out of them, but they're still burning hot. Now the Gemara asks, if that's really true, then minayin shetehu esh betel gam gechalim? How do we understand the first drasha of esh that's batel because of the gechalim? That's what we're dashing at the word gachale esh. How can we now make a new drasha telling us exactly how hot the coals are supposed to be? And the answer is, chachasom is on top, talmud loimer, gachale esh, that's what it says gachale esh. In other words, really gachale esh is extra for the main drasha to teach us about this extra maracha on Yom Kippur. It's not 100% necessary to teach us specifically what type the kol should be. That's because later on the pasuk says v'nasan sektayres al ha'esh, and so we have this word esh mentioned before already. Therefore, the word esh over here is teaching us regarding the special maracha for the ketayres of Yom Kippur. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.